Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today has been a busy day, a busy, busy day. Even though I'm on vacation, I can't believe that I'm already 3 days into my vacation. Only 2 more days of vacation left, and then the weekend, and then back to work. Ugh. So I'll just talk about what's been going on over the week, and not much, actually. So Mark worked Monday and Tuesday, and so I kind of sat around on the couch, and I've been doing Blender tutorials, and I know I've talked about that a lot, but it's just one of those things that I find a lot of things interesting, and I'll probably never really do anything with it, but it's just kind of fun for me to learn a new skill, and this 3D modeling stuff is kind of fun to do, and it looks so, the stuff can look so realistic when you're done, and it's just amazing that you can basically draw something and it look like a photo. Now, I'm not that good yet. I haven't been able to model a room or model a car or model a sword, or, and I say sword because one of the tutorials was modeling like the cinematic looking sword. And so I haven't done any of that and made it look incredibly real yet. But it's something that you can do. And I just find it really interesting. And you don't really have to have any drawing ability because it's dealing with shapes that are, you know, provided by the program. So you add a cube, or you add a flat surface, or you add a sphere or a cylinder or whatever, and then you manipulate that to make it look like whatever you're trying to build. It's really cool. And I know I've talked about that a lot anyway. My ultimate goal is to get good enough so that I can quickly throw together a model of a room and then try different furniture and stuff like that in it. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but, or, you know, the landscaping, be able to quickly throw together some landscaping and see what that looks like. And so I was doing some tutorials. I didn't watch TV at all Monday or Tuesday while Mark was working. I was just totally doing these YouTube tutorials and stuff like that. I slept in a little bit. I slept till about 9:30 or 10 all 3 days. I slept in till about 9:45 today. So that's good. And that's pretty much nothing has been going on. But a couple of updates. Before I do that, actually, though, I do want to play a voicemail or two. So let's listen to this voicemail.
Okay, I don't know if this is funny or just stupid, but I swear, not kidding. Every other day when I log into the VPN and my phone rings, every other day I go, God, who's calling me now?
Hi, Kathy Bacon. That's Kathy Bacon for anyone who didn't recognize her voice. I don't know what logging into your VPN for work. I assume that's for work. Those of us who are working from home, I'm sure we all know what VPN is because everyone has to do that when you're working from home. But I don't know what that has to do with you getting a phone call. So I'm not really sure. But I appreciate the call, though, Kathy. I'm glad you were thinking of me. We have one other voicemail, and I don't know what it is. It looks kind of suspicious. But I'm going to go ahead and play just a little of it, and we can, if it's not something we want to listen to, then I can stop
it. So you'll need to grab a pen, as the following message includes important information for listing your website.
I need to grab a pen.
You have been issued a temporary promo code in order to have your website properly listed in the local and national search results.
Properly.
Your promo code is valid through this Friday and waives the setup fees. To use your promo code and ensure your website's proper listing, you'll need to go to www.searchenginestartup.com.
Okay.
Select from the local or national listing and then enter your promo code.
Okay, I'll stop that right there. I'm getting spam now on the Geeky Gay voicemail. I've never gotten spam on that number before. And it's really funny that it actually is related to website. I guess either the robots that were combing the internet for people to spam with this ad either found the phone number on my website and that's how they know also that I have a website. I don't know. I don't know really how that works, but there we go. We got a spam call. I don't really think I need to use the promo code. I think I'm good. But anyway, back to what I was doing. So I was doing Blender courses, and that was about all. But today, I have a couple of other updates for you guys, but I'll talk about today. So today, Mark and I decided to go and get some Christmas decorations. And also, there was something that Mom had needed, and she asked us to go to the store. And the stores are so busy, and we're wearing our mask, and we're trying to social distance and all that. But it's very difficult, and we ended up spending quite a bit of money on, we needed new ornaments for the new tree, and we needed something to go over the mantle, over the fireplace. So I bought a big, giant wreath, and I bought a bunch of those little sticky thingies that you can put in a wreath that have cranberries or greenery or, you know, whatever. It looks like a twig with snow on it, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to make my own wreath and put it above the fireplace, and that's going to be part of our decor. And we bought a tree topper, and we bought, the only thing, we don't have a tree skirt for this new tree. And I've noticed that a lot of the places and a lot of the YouTube videos we've been watching about decorating for Christmas, because, you know, that's what we do. Anytime we're going to do something, we try to find a tutorial about it. There's this new thing called a collar, or at least it looks new, a tree collar. And so instead of using a skirt, it's a, either they're metal or they're made out of basket material like wicker or plastic or something. And it's a collar that goes around the bottom of the tree instead of doing a skirt. And I think that looks kind of interesting, but we couldn't decide whether we wanted to do that or some sort of tree skirt. And so right now we don't have anything. So we're going to end up having to go back. We bought some lit garland for the poles in front of our front door, or the columns. They're not really called, they're cedar posts in front of our, I don't know if they're cedar either, but they're wooden posts in front of our front door. And because the lights that we paid for that are being installed on Monday, they're not due. We didn't pay for that because it was way too much money. And so we're doing that ourselves. We're wrapping the columns or posts with garland with lights in it and putting some bows. Anyway, so we did that. We bought that stuff. I needed to get a couple of extra things for our Thanksgiving lunch tomorrow, or not lunch, our Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. And I didn't even think about the fact that the grocery store is going to be super busy. And I wanted a pie crust, because one of the common pies that we usually make around Thanksgiving for my family get-togethers is custard pie. And there's a Filipino pie that's basically custard pie that's called egg pie. It's a little bit different. It's got condensed milk in it and a couple other things that make it a little bit different than the American version of custard pie. But it's basically the same. It's basically, and Mark really likes it. And so I thought, oh, I'll make one of those for our dessert, for our Thanksgiving meal. And there were no pie crusts, no pre-made pie crusts left. There were none in the little area where you can buy next to the butter and the eggs and the milk and stuff, where normally they have the pre-made pie crust, Pillsbury pie crust or whatever, that's rolled up in packages. None of that was left. Then I thought, okay, well, we'll go to the frozen food section. Maybe there'll be some frozen pie crust. Nope, those were all gone as well. So I'm going to have to make my own crust. I've got butter, I've got flour, I've got water, obviously. That's pretty much all you need. But I've never had really good luck with the texture of a homemade pie crust when I tried to make one. So I'm going to try tonight to make this pie crust. So we did that, and we bought peanut M&Ms because we're going to start decorating for Christmas, and that's my tradition. We always, when we decorated the Christmas tree, I would have peanut M&Ms, and my brother would have regular M&Ms, and my mom would put them in a bowl, and we would listen to the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas album, and we would decorate the Christmas tree. And so that's, I've always done that after I've left the house. I've still, you know, I don't always listen to the Alvin and the Chipmunks album, but I do. There are a couple of songs on there that I like, but I always have peanut M&Ms, and I'm always playing Christmas music. So Mark and I have done that every year when we've decorated our tree. So took care of that. And tonight I'm cooking butter chicken, or it's kind of a cross between chicken tikka masala and butter chicken for dinner tonight. And that's cooking right now in the Instant Pot while I record this. And I also took out, because our menu for Thanksgiving for tomorrow is prime rib and sweet potato casserole and green bean bundles. They're wrapped with bacon with a brown sugar garlic glaze over them, and rolls, Parker House rolls. We really like Sister Schubert frozen Parker House rolls. I don't know if everyone can get those everywhere, but they're really popular in Arkansas and Texas, at least. I'm not sure about other states. And they're just Parker House yeast rolls, and you just defrost them, throw them in the oven. They're so good, though. They're so soft and buttery and pillowy and nice. And so prime rib, sweet potato, green beans, rolls, and then for dessert, egg pie. So, and we're going to do it for dinner tomorrow night. We're going to get up in the morning. I'm going to make the pie. We'll probably have some breakfast, and then we may do some Christmas decorating and stuff like that. Just kind of have some fun, hang around the house, chill out. And then I'm going to slowly start cooking everything. The prime rib, though, I took out tonight. I took out of the bag and put salt and pepper on it, and I put it back in the fridge to dry brine overnight. And then I'm going to, and I've never made prime rib before, but I know everyone thinks I'm sous vide crazy, but I am going to sous vide it tomorrow, starting at about 8 in the morning. And I don't know, I haven't decided. I might put it in even earlier, or even tonight before we go to bed. I'm not sure, but I'm going to do it in the sous vide, and then I'm probably going to put it on really high heat in the oven to get a crust on the outside when it's done. So it'll be good. It'll be good. I got a text from Mike Lawson saying that because of my story about my mom, he definitely thinks I have social anxiety. And I'm not really sure which part of the story he meant, because the reason we're not going to see my family is COVID, not because I'm anxious, but maybe it was because I wanted to please my mom. I'm not really sure. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up here, but I'll definitely talk to you guys tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.